All right, so welcome back to the Lazy Boys podcast. I almost forgot what the name was. What's up, Carlton?
So,
wait, what?
Bruh.
I really.
How did you really? Were you really about to forget?
This is barely the second day of recording, Carlton. Calm down. I always think it's. I always think it's Lazy Boys. I always forget that we added the D at the end. Because didn't you like accidentally press the D and then you just left it like that? So that's just how we came.
No, I wanted.
Oh, you just wanted the D.
No,
you wanted the D.
No, I wanted the D.
You wanted the D really bad.
Sure, that's what they say. Nah, it was because I wanted to make it
unique.
So unique. So, when you just leave with the Z. I mean, it's kind of unique, but not really. It's not fully unique, so that's why I wanted to add this.
I thought you just wanted to be lazy, though.
And
you were so lazy.
But introduce yourself.
I want to introduce myself.
Yeah, introduce yourself if you haven't not. Because you haven't introduced yourself.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Carl, too.
We already know that. Okay.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you don't.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you don't know that.
I'm pretty sure we do.
All right. It's fake news. Okay.
So, Carlton, I have a question for you. Where's your girlfriend at? I'm kidding.
Fake news. I do not have any. I do not have one to this current date.
Anyways, so how's your driving going since you've been practicing?
It's been pretty cool. I mean, there are still a couple, times where I still do mess up, but,
what do you mess up on?
I mean, it's getting a lot better. Let's see, the first half, my turning was not hella smooth.
Oh, yeah. Were you making, too many wide turns?
Wide turns? No, it's just, my movement. The way I turned. It wasn't smooth.
Oh, yeah. That's how it used to be when I first started. Because I was driving down.
But then I got used to it at the end.
Yeah. I was driving down. Where is it? It's by Ocean Beach, Ocean Beach, that long road. I was driving by down there.
Yeah, pretty much that long.
It's just just one street,
which is pretty much it's like a one way.
Yeah. So I was trying to turn left. I don't know how I messed up. I made it all the way to the curb.
You can't turn left.
No.
How are you trying to turn? Oh wait, which way are you
it's
trying
like
to go?
More wait. It's like more down. It's like not going towards Land's End. It's going more down. Going the other way. Oh. Yeah, I was trying to turn left.
So going the opposite way?
Yeah. Because I was driving down.
Oh, so it's by the water tanks.
No. It's driving getting away from Ocean Beach. Not getting... I mean, I was right next to it. I think it was by, the zoo, or close to the zoo. Somewhere around there. Anyways, I somehow turned left and made a mistake. So the guy that was teaching me had to get out. We had to switch seats. There was people behind us waiting. So I don't know how that happened. It was kind of embarrassing, but that's how you learn.
Yeah.
And now I'm a professional NASCAR driver. Psych.
You hear that, guys? He's a professional. But no, at the end I got it smooth because I just move one hand and then put my right on the other
hand over
right when I make . And then after that, since it's automatic, I just let go, or not like I don't fully let go, but like
you I let the wheel spin,
let go enough. Yeah, I let the wheel spin enough. Yeah, so I'm down. And then I was going a different route where I usually than what I was usually doing, just try to add some challenge. Yeah. And then a couple times, there were some road closure or the road was more tight.
Yeah.
So I had to go really slow instead, and stuff. But there was also a couple times where I messed up where I was just where you're not supposed to stop, where you're just supposed to keep going.
Oh, yeah.
But since I'm always hella cautious, there's a couple times I did stop a little. I stopped even though you're supposed to be going, continue to go.
Yeah, that shit happened to me. Well, it didn't happen to me today, but because I was driving down this one road, the guy on my right was supposed to stop. He just fucking went. But it was a turn two. I don't know what the fuck that guy was doing.
Well, was it a stop sign?
For him, it was. For me, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, but I mean, did he reach it first?
No. So when they go, when you're going, you're not supposed to stop, even if they're at the stop sign. You just keep going.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, but
he didn't even stop.
But you also
fucking.
It just really depends on. It depends on like how far you are out too. Because I mean, if he stopped and then
I was. He didn't stop though. He didn't stop at the stop sign. He kept going.
Yeah.
And then he turned right. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. Never.
Fucking.
Yeah. So then he was in the. You were from the wrong. But I mean, I guess since you thought. He was in the right. He was on the right. So that's from you. That he had the right of way, but.
Nice, fucking, I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Stupid.
Yeah. It was a really small street too, so.
Oh yeah. One wrong move and it's you can go boom.
Good thing I wasn't going fast. I was going like 25. So.
True. Yeah. I mean, I think I got this, or I'm slowly getting used to the. The smooth or how fast I smooth or just like how fast I go and then I'm still not going like I'm not going like 40
what's
or
the
50,
fastest you gone
but like I'll say like 35. Yeah
you're getting used to it so that's good.
And that's also on but yeah I'm still getting used to it but I'm obviously not ready for like the
freeway
like,
shit.
Tight contained space freeway or like a contained like really like a smaller street because the streets are where I was at they're like wide as hell so it's like big enough for like a bus.
Where are you driving?
In a pretty good neighborhood where it's pretty big where the streets are wide but
you should drive by Golden Gate or in Golden Gate at night there's no cars streets are really wide it's easier to practice there.
True.
That's where I used to practice
but you also gotta watch out for like cop cars too, because you know they could be hiding in corners.
There's not really cops over there. Honestly, I never saw any hiding or anything. Huh.
But I mean, you never know, though. Bro,
I've been hell since this fucking curfew. Every time I go to work, because I work late at night, or I mean in the morning.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, I've seen hell of people gotten pulled over because of the curfew. I saw like two guys, back to back. I thought I was about
especially
to get pulled
over. Especially because it's pretty dry and where you were work, so the cops around there don't have anything to do. Yeah,
but I still got that really note. Like that tells me I can. That tells them I can.
Did you get pulled over or no?
I thought I was about to.
But you always gotta keep it on handy. But yeah. All right, so let's get into today's.
We got some stories.
We wanted to tell you guys some story times from like just. I mean, not all of it, but like a couple of funny moments that happened.
Shit.
Yeah, that happened in middle school.
The first one was the funniest one. Second one is like a bit serious, and then the third one. I don't. I really wouldn't classify it. I don't know if it's funny or not, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But the first. First topic, so me and Brennan, we met
and our other
in
friends.
Seventh grade.
Yeah, me and him. Okay, keep going. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. We met this man in seventh grade. And this is around the time where we were still like heavily into gaming. Or, I mean, we liked gaming, but we didn't have like the tools to like.
Yeah.
Play like really good like, games, so
we didn't know like about computers. I mean, we knew about computers, but we like didn't know like about like PC gaming and shit.
Yeah. So our go-to was like Minecraft, right?
On our phones.
Yeah, on our phones, because we're still rocking phones. This is like around the time when we started getting our phones, right? Or when?
Because this guy used to have a flip phone.
When did you? Yeah, when did you get your
first
phone?
My first one was third grade. It was I remember the first day. The first day I took it to school, I fucking lost that shit. I left it on the bench, but then my sister's friend found it, so I got in trouble. But whatever, you know. That shit.
I think the first one I had was in sixth grade. It was a flip phone, but even you can't game on that. So
yeah, you can.
But I think
fucking.
Those little mini games.
Good.
I meant like gaming like Minecraft, like playing Minecraft.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But yeah, that was around like seventh grade. Cause, I mean, sixth grade, I remember I had an iPad, but it wasn't mine, so I just couldn't bring it to school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't have something that was mine, so yeah. But I think seventh grade was when I had, like, an iPhone. Or the older ones, like the 3 or the 4.
It's probably the 4. I don't think the 3 you could do anything on it.
I mean, there was Temple Run and type of shit.
I forgot about Temple Run.
Fruit Ninja type of shit.
Subway Surfers.
Yeah, all that type of shit, bro. That was when it started really booming. Yeah.
Fucking Angry Birds and what's that one game?
Yeah.
Angry Birds and I forgot what the other game's called.
Jetpack Joyride. Yeah, it just brought back flashback, bro. Yeah, but speaking of we used to play Minecraft, and then we just started fucking around and discovering that you can hack on Minecraft.
This was in seventh grade, so don't talk shit. Come on.
Yeah.
We were dicks. Yeah.
Yeah. So we would just hack on Minecraft. And then we did that for a little bit. And then
8th grade came around. Yeah,
8th grade came around. Bro, this one specific day, we went into a classroom. Yeah, classroom. Those
fucking kids that always stayed inside.
We didn't go outside.
I mean, there was really nothing to do outside. Honestly.
True. But we were also, I feel like we were just kind of antisocial in middle school.
Yeah, we were definitely antisocial.
Yeah, because we just had a little clique, a little group.
Just some other people.
Yeah, just a couple
others.
Other
people joined with
But even before we went into this classroom, there was a couple of times when we were playing Minecraft and we were trying to hack. We would just join these LAN servers that people would be, these people are in the area.
And they never closed it.
Yeah, they never close it. So we would always see them. And then we tried to figure out who these people are.
Yeah.
And then I think one day somehow we figured it out. And we went to the specific classroom. And we walked in there. But these people didn't know.
It's making me laugh already just thinking about it.
Yeah, it is funny. We went there. We sat down. We were
10 feet away from them, so we could see them pretty good.
Yeah, because in the classroom, there was like 9 tables.
Yeah, it wasn't a big classroom.
We're like a diagonal from them, like one table diagonal from them. So, if they would be sitting in the middle, edge, we would be in the middle, to the left or the right.
Yeah.
And then we would join the servers, once we join the servers, you can hear them talking about it. They're like, "Someone join the server, close that shit. And then that's when Android's we're the ones who allowed hacks. iPhones had it, but you had to there was a specific one where you had to pay and stuff. But so we would join the servers and we would just start griefing the shit.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, and then we kept doing that and doing that this one day. And then the kids, you can hear them getting visibly frustrated and angry because they didn't know who it was.
They kept trying to trap us with Bedrock, but we would just teleport out.
Yeah. They would just find any way to try to grief their little world because they wanted to play with their little friends. But so they had to keep that open.
Keep in mind, this was 8th grade. We were dicks. Who knows why?
Yes.
That's just how we were.
Yes, but a lot has changed since then.
I'm still a dick, but you know.
Yeah. fake news. But yeah. So, it got to the point where the teacher in the room had to, was about to kick them out of the classroom because they were, They were angry little kids who were they were like a 7th or 6th grade.
They were like a couple graders, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what it was, but yeah. And it's just, I don't know, when you're a kid, a middle school kid, those type of stuff just bring me joy. Just trying to fucking with people.
I remember that day so good. I remember pouring lava across the world. They would try to block it, and I would just place more. And then
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you can enchant shit. Yep. You try to steal a ship, break their chest.
I remember with the hack, we were able to like chant a sword to like level 1000 or something, and then we just one shot.
Yeah,
so them.
They pretty much said we. Yeah. Yeah, one or one hit them. Yeah, and then I also like, this is a separate day, but like the couple times we did go back. We would create our own worlds, and then we would trap them. But I don't think they had hacks, so we just like fuck with them too. In our world,
I remember
too,
this
sometimes.
One time this guy actually did have hacks, but it wasn't as good as ours. So we were able to kill them and stuff.
Yeah, but those type of those gaming memories just brings back these like fucking memories of fucking with those kids. They're probably still losers now.
Whoa, Carlton, chill. Don't say that shit.
I'm kidding. I was a loser in middle school too. Don't worry. If people from our middle school are listening,
I doubt it. But
we were fucking dweebs. I know. I'm pretty.
I don't think anyone knew me that much. Honestly, yeah. It was fucking.
Because we were like, we barely talked to anyone.
Yeah, I didn't really talk to anyone.
I mean, we did. I mean, we know people. But we don't know people
from our class.
If you know what I mean. Yeah. And then that's just something fun.
Alright. So
speaking of that,
I think we should fucking skip the second one right now. We should go to the flame right, one. So,
oh yeah. Speaking of 8th grade too. We were in an elective called our teacher was planning for us to do a play.
Yeah, every year there's an 8th grade class that did a play. So
yeah,
class
we were planning on doing two, but we only did one.
Wait, it was two?
Because I think, no, we were planning on doing two.
What the fuck?
Because remember?
I don't remember.
Remember right after. Because we did the first one, and then the second one, no one could pick out anything, or, like, everyone's just fucking around.
Yeah.
Everyone's just fucking around, so we just, yeah, so we just did our own little, like, short skits, which was so horrible.
Yeah,
it was so bad. I cringe every time I watch, or from the times I watched that video.
Wait, you have
that's how
it?
Bad it was. I think I have it, but it might be corrupted or something.
Damn, yeah, we can't fucking.
Or the sound might be out. I think I had it. I have it on my other laptop. But yeah, that shit was stupid. But speaking of
that, I like that we were in that class. So, the teacher was pretty chill. We had like no work,
it was
honestly.
Fun.
Most of the days it was
no
us
work.
Rehearsing the script, and then after we were done, like with the play and shit. We were just watching movies.
Yeah. But to be honest, even like I felt like rehearsing wasn't even like work. It was just something we did for fun.
Yeah.
It felt like fun to us. And like, I don't know, I felt like that play was like one of our highlights in middle school. Because it just like brought out so much joy. And especially when we were on like, not, when we were in the gym, or not in the gym, in the amphitheater, or in the auditorium, and we would just like not mess around, but like just get ready for it.
Yep.
That's when things like became surreal.
I remember that.
And I remember, one of our students, got sick for the actual play, like the day of the play.
Who?
And then the teacher came. It was.
Don't say the name. Just like.
It's,
oh yeah, you can't say the name.
Remember the kid, who went to our high school,
okay,
who always read from his script.
He went to our school,
or he went to our high school, but then we didn't mess with him in high school because he was just doing his own thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
He had glasses. He was Asian. He's Asian, had glasses. He's like, "Hey, Mr. Sycamore," or something like that.
I don't fucking remember.
He's just, I remember because I always got pissed because that he was reading from his who was reading the script.
Oh, it was the guy who was reading from his script. Oh, fuck. I remember. I know who you're talking about. I'm not. Okay, yeah.
But yeah, he like got sick. Well, this is a day performance, like where we're performing in front of the school. And the teacher told. Well, I mean, he was fine for the afternoon. Afternoon one because, but for the day one where we performed in front of the whole school, yeah, I had to fill in for it because I had a small role in the play. I was the judge.
I was also
your friend, or I was also your assistant.
Yeah, I was some fucking. What was that? I had a really small role. I was in it for like 10 minutes max.
Yeah.
So, I didn't even want a bigger role. I wasn't good at acting.
Yeah.
I was shaking.
This is our first time
And I never acted after that.
Type of thing. I mean, one of the main people
I'm not trying to say that they're good at acting, but I think he was kind of a tryhard. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, he was trying his ass off.
But I mean, he's probably doing good now, I guess. He's probably in some theater college right now.
True. And the other one too. The other one that just memorized the script in one day or 1 or 2 days.
Which one? Because right now I was talking about the girl who, fuck.
Yeah, I'm talking about the girl.
She's
right
now. Tall.
No, I'm talking about the other one. The one who's friends with the other
It's hard to fucking talk about these people without saying names.
Let's just say,
who's friends with the other one?
She was a Blasian. The one that's Blasian.
Yeah, is she not tall?
You're talking about the other one. I'm talking about the one who really wanted to be an actor, who's a major theater kid. Or not a theater kid, but
I don't know who you're talking about. We could talk about it after, you know?
we can talk about it after. Just text it. True. I'll text it to you right now. But yeah, she really, went full try hard. Or not full try hard, but...
Oh, shit, yeah.
She memorized, but I mean, I feel like she was passionate for that type of work. So I mean,
I was passionate. That's what she liked. Did I get a scholarship? No, I'm kidding.
Dang, you didn't even go to an acting high school.
Good.
Dang,
we didn't even have a play in our school, right?
We didn't have
a drama in our high school.
No, not really. We didn't really have one. I mean, I kind of wish we did because it was cool.
You want to do it again?
It was coolish. I felt like it was a good experience.
Okay, fucking
yeah, but
Leonardo DiCaprio.
But yeah, no, I really liked it, but from what I've seen from these people, they've went on to an acting high school, and I don't know where they are now.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But I think they might be going to a university, acting university or something. Yeah,
but good luck to them, I guess.
But speaking of the play, we had a local, high school build our set too, our little background, and that was it. Felt like the real deal since they built that set, and we were just amazed and in awe.
You could probably,
but to be honest,
if you search hard enough, I think you could find it on YouTube. If I remember, I think it's on there.
Find what?
The play, a little bit of the play. Really, I think I remember it being on.
It was called.
No, we're good. They don't have to know about it. No, we're good.
You don't want to let them know.
They can find it themselves. Yeah. They don't.
How? They have
exactly.
no. Ca- they have
exactly.
no. Ca-
if they somehow find it, I'll give them $10.
$10 you know, heard it here first.
Buy some McDonald's with that burger, some fries.
Honestly,
you can buy a whole meal, a whole combo, because that shit's
for
real.
Goals.
So I mean, like.
But yeah, I was gonna say, the changing room was a hella janky though, because it was in the basement.
It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, because it's a one narrow hallway. with like two rooms, and it was and like
some rooms that weren't like open.
Old. Yeah, it was so janky, but I mean, we made it do what it was. Because I mean, we're barely in there.
What we were talking about when we were in there. Remember that shit?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Should we give them some context or like just keep it a secret between us?
Pretty much, we were talking about the girls.
The girls.
Yeah. But yeah, that and like it was like a steep like staircase too. From what I remember,
it was like a little spiral, yeah, right? A little spiral, but like it's like a little curve.
I don't remember if it's a spiral, but I just remember it was steep and janky. That's all I remember.
They're not gonna fix it. There's no point,
bro. For real. Yeah. I mean, the school is kind of old too. Yeah.
We went back after 8th grade. We went back like 3 times.
Yeah, a couple of times just to like check out. But most of the teachers were like already gone too. Yeah, they started like the ones where we had.
Yeah.
And then some people started moving up. Some people was.
And then we stopped going.
Yes. Yeah, we just stopped messing around with it because. I mean, it was just different at that point. Like, I mean, I guess the admin is, like, some admin and
stuff. The principal there, left, too, the one that we had. The principal that we had left, too.
Oh, yeah. He left, like two a year or two after. Yeah, and then... So, yeah. Man. Yeah, we just stopped fucking with it. But, I mean, it's still never gonna make us forget the memories we did have in that school.
I remember telling you guys this when we had like was it like 2 days before you graduated that 8th grade picnic that you went to?
It was like an 8th grade picnic.
I remember fucking I forgot what you were doing. I just went to go play capture the flag with these other people.
Cause I think I showed up early. My bus showed up early.
You showed up later, right? Oh, me? No. Oh, yeah, no, you left early, yeah.
No, I left late.
Wait.
It was the other way. It was over. So, I showed up early, bus that I was on showed up early. But I'm pretty sure we were supposed to be on the same bus, but I don't know.
Who knows what happened.
What happened, because our last names are almost, literally almost connected. Yeah. It's like this, the letters are almost, in the same area. But I don't know why we're in different buses. But, yeah, so, I mean, me and Brandon were made a pack, or not a pack, but... We're planning on going swimming, but this just somehow totally forgot.
No, I didn't forget. I was waiting for you the whole time because I thought I got there earlier than you. And remember, there was like no data there, so we couldn't text each other. But then somehow we did.
Yeah.
Like, who knows what happened? But
yeah, maybe it was like a certain area. But yeah, I went to go swimming, and then I was waiting for Brandon, but I never heard from him. So I just went for swimming a little bit.
I don't remember how we found each other.
Yeah, I think I walked over to like the grass area, I think, and then I went to the little picnic area and grabbed a little hot dog or something, just ate near the fields, and then just the rest of the time we just chilled.
I went swimming after that with you.
Yeah, but the thing that pissed me off was that my bus took forever to leave.
I left
or
so
something
early.
Happened.
I got to leave so
yeah,
early.
Yeah, this dude left hella early.
That was so.
But I forgot exactly why. But my bus was taking forever to leave.
Just the guy, the driver, was taking forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was a driver. I think it was like something with the mechanics, like with the bus or something, or like they needed to get another bus. I really don't remember.
I want to know where that place was at though. I'm still trying to remember.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly where it is.
I just know it's a pool, big field, and that's it. Yeah. That's all I remember.
Big field with a little picnic.
Picnic area with a pool.
And that.
It was a nice area.
Yeah, it was, but I really, like, getting there, the memory's a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I remember going to go play Capture the Flag, and then, this is, like, a really, really 30-second short story. I forgot what happened. I pissed this guy off somehow. He got mad at me. Oh no, because I grabbed the flag. I mean, yeah. Fuck, what do I remember? Oh, because... Shit, I'm trying to remember, actually. I think he got mad at me for some reason, honestly. I think it's because I did something. Nothing bad, but I think it's, like, something to capture the flag that, like... I guess I tagged him or something. I don't remember.
Oh, and he just got mad at me.
So I told the fucker.
That's what you call a sore loser.
Yeah.
Or especially if they like cheat.
I didn't cheating, dude.
Because no, I'm not saying you, saying in general, like people who do, like they're like, when you specifically, when you know you tagged them, but they're like, oh no, you didn't, you didn't touch me.
Like in tag
stuff like that.
Elementary school tag.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that also brings back another memory, but. I mean, elementary was a whole other thing, but that's just different story time for different.
Should we go to our third story?
Shit, I mean, if you want.
All right, so this shit is about to get serious, like really serious.
Yeah.
So, from what I've heard, I didn't know about this until like last year. So.
Or it was like over a year or two.
Yeah. So it's like some background context. Apparently, this PE teacher. Like was accused of sexual harassment. I think that's the story, right?
Yes, he was accused of sexual harassment.
And then this,
and he was put on a paid leave, I think.
Yeah. So, and then this girl on her Instagram posted that was in our grade. She posted about it like when she found out that he was on paid leave. She said that on her bio that like she felt the same way.
Stated her interactions that she had during the time that she was in middle school. With this teacher.
She felt like he really was like just watching girls like in the locker room. That's what I read in her in her post. And
but to be honest, I mean, my interactions were also kind of, I mean, when I was younger, I didn't think it was weird, but now when I look back at it, like when I'm in high school,
I didn't even know this was happening.
I feel like he did have those like weird tendencies.
He was kind of a dick
too.
Like
to do certain, and he was just made jokes that were, like, not funny.
Like, what kind of jokes?
Like, I don't know, just, like, I forget. Like, just, like, I don't remember. It's just, I just remember jokes that were not funny. Like, jokes that he would think that it was really funny, but it just wasn't funny.
Yeah.
And or stuff like that.
I mean, that guy, after, like, since we learned about that, I feel like he was kind of sus, you know?
Yeah, he was sus, guys.
But
yeah, it was crazy.
He got paid on. What happened to that guy, though? Let me just fucking search this shit up.
I mean, we haven't heard after he got put on paid leave. I mean, because we're just not in tune with it anymore, or we're just not in up to date with this.
Alright.
Yeah.
But right, here it is. Middle school PE teacher on leave following sexual harassment claims. So, I mean, if you guys search that up, you'll see what middle school we're talking about. But, teachers, shit. Do you think he's, like, gone? He's probably gone, right?
I'm pretty sure, because how can you, I mean, unless you have no proof, it's kind of hard to, because once you make those claims.
Would comment on my body quite often. At one point, he actually made physical contact with me. He pressed up against the counter from behind. He whispered in my ear and then walked away. The female teacher wrote in the letter. Oh, shit. Well, I mean, yeah. Fuck. He was doing it to teachers too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Just so, but yeah, I've not heard any news from him. He's the person.
Like gone. He's definitely gone.
Yeah, I would assume. Yeah. I mean, because you can't really come back from those allegations. Yeah. Like once you've been accused, it's kind of hard to.
Shit happened in 2018.
Unless you really have no proof, unless you really have no proof, it's hard to come back from those. Even if you it's just an allegation.
Oh shit! What the fuck was he literally accused of? Boundary violations, so just calling female students pet names like baby, sweetie, honey, hugging without consent, touching them on the small of their back. Fuck.
Oh yeah, I remember he would do that to guys too. Or he would do touching the back or the small of the back.
Damn, that guy's fucking sus.
This is for real. Yeah,
he's probably. I hope he's gone.
Yeah, I mean, I hope. I mean, I heard the school after we left was this kind of a shit show.
Some kid apparently tried to kill himself. Hole. He climbed up to. He didn't climb up onto the roof. I mean, he did climb. He got up onto the roof. And he was about to jump off. That's what I heard. And apparently it's true.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. my sibling went there for a couple more years, and then
wasn't she there when that happened? When the kid was about to like kill himself.
To be honest, I don't even know, but it's been like a little bit over two years since she was back there, so, or since she graduated. So yeah, times are different now. Yeah. But yeah, that was it for story time for today. Yeah. It was a little fun. Recollection and memories.
You got kind of serious at the end, but you know, the shit we said at the start was funny.
But yeah, hey, the message of the day.
Message of the day.
Be yourself.
Don't be a dick.
Don't let nobody
sexual harass.
Fuck with you. Yeah, and if you see something,
report.
Say something.
Yeah.
Don't just be don't just not say anything and be confined. Or don't be, if you're scared to speak out,
then you're a little bitch.
Reach out to someone. No.
Yeah, reach out.
Just reach out to someone. And if they can help you, or just find other methods. But yeah, that's the story. That's
Thank
the message
you,
of the day.
Thank you. Carlton is now gone.
Yeah. But that's it for today's podcast. Yeah. I'm Carlton.
I'm not Brandon.
And this has been the Lazy Boy Lazy Boys podcast. And this is a sayonara.
Sayonara.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Adios.